Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we're also chatting at KCNR1460.com. Go in there, listen, click on listen to the show, drop down, and you can just enter the chat room with ease. It's 706 April the 26th, and we're nearing the end of April, but it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. Joined today, of course, is by Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Okay, Bad Bob, we got some news today about new equipment is going in today.
Over the next 24 hours, dramatic changes in our equipment inventory. Well, we've got the inventory, but it's all going to be configured, so As the transplant takes place, we may occasionally have a minute or so at a time. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible off the air while wires are moved from the old system to the new system.
That's right. We have a brand new board, and it's the things it does is just spectacular. Imagine what you can do with something that's 20 years newer than the last one. And speaking of 20 years newer than the last one, here's Linda.
Well, I don't know how to take. Hey, the things it can do, and we're talking about the board, not your flesh and blood here. But we are so appreciative because it's taken what year? We've been on the air now a little over just about a year and a half, and we have had a board. Although it's thank you very much. It's been faithful in many ways. It is from the 70s. And we every now and then have a little yellow, which is on there right now, with pod number one, which do not touch this because you'll see and hear sometimes when we'll be talking and sometimes it just doesn't click on. So we're very excited about the fact that we've got a new board. And as Bob said, just saying it one more time out loud, that be patient with us as we're working through some new things here on KCNR. Very excited about that.
Like last time they said, somebody said, well, you're there for a birthing of a baby. Okay, now we're entering.
In fact, the
we're
guy
entering, we've taken a step out of that. We're into high school.
The guy who said that's going to be on today. Frank Rose came on and said,
right.
In fact, we were on a week and he brought us all this little, like we were having a baby. It was like a baby shower. He brought his baby toys. He said, well, you're having a baby, so let's pretend you're having a baby. Anyway, Bob's looking at me. I'm serious. We'll talk about that later. Mostly sunny today with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 45. That's our weather, and we're going to have a beautiful forecast throughout the week. And in fact, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Lou White's going to be out there this weekend, April 30th. Care to make reservations? 474-5546. It always sells out in the music room, especially now with this fabulous weather. You don't want to miss it out at the ranch. Great music. In case you're wondering about what happened today, April 26th on this day, this is considered to be Odd Fellows Day. The first Odd Fellows Lodge in the U.S. was established in Baltimore, Maryland, on this day in 1819.
We could establish an Odd Fellows Lodge right here in the studio.
It's IOOF. Oof. You can see these initials on many buildings and communities throughout the country. Oof. These are the Odd Fellow Halls where the locals set secret. The secret fraternal benefit meets. It's the first Odd Fellows group started out in Great Britain, and that was in the 18th century. On this day, in 1819, it was all about the Odd Fellows. Guess what?
That would be interesting just to find out what exactly the Odd Fellows do.
It's a secret.
Well, I know it's a secret, but if it's a secret, how come we know about them? I mean, it can't be much of a secret if they've been talking about it since, what, 1918?
It says here.
And they've got oof written on buildings all over the United States.
U.S. national headquarters are located in Baltimore, and the membership in the order of oof is more than 1.5 million.
Okay, so there's probably an Odd Fellows Hall around here someplace, would you say? Just Bob.
Oh, I'm certain of it.
Just Bob or Bad Bob? What do you think?
There is a large. I know that, yes, there's a couple of buildings over as you enter Trinity County. Come down at the bottom of the hill before you would turn to Lewiston. Large encampment marked Oddfellows, and I think that's where they have some kind of events there from time
to time. Oddfellow Camperee.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Oh, I can see that, an Oddfellow Camperee out there. Well, what is an Oddfellow? Maybe somebody will call in and tell us.
Perhaps a member who can share what is non-restricted information.
Well, yeah, I mean, can you just tell us, I mean, do you do charity work or do you just do Oddfellow work?
I don't know, but coming after the break, we should talk about tomorrow night's, last night's meeting with Herger.
Yes, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know what, the first offense, you do something the first time, and it's not a felony, it's a traffic offense. Should it be costing you $400? Should it cost you $500? We're going to talk about that, too. We're going to be talking about how come Obama's gotten a free ride on gasoline. It's gone up $2 a gallon since he's been president. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7-Eleven on April the 26th, and this is Free Fire Radio. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lundavad. Good morning, 7:14 in the morning on April the 26th. It's going to be a nice day today. You know, one of the things we're talking about here is, we're talking about, before we get to Wally Herger being here at the town hall meeting he had with the Tea Party over at the Bonneville Christian Church, Baptist Church.
Last night
was the fact about gas prices. You know, gas prices keep going up, and they're having a huge impact on us. Everything is going up by 10%. You know, the cost of vegetables up 10%. You know, every time you turn around, something's going up. But and the cost of gas is how could anybody miss how much gas is? The cheapest place in town is over $4. The cost of a barrel of oil, it may have gone down just a little bit, but it's hovering right at $112 a barrel. And, of course, the Saudis and OPEC have dropped their production by almost a million barrels a day. Now, one of the things is they've leveled off. You know, people are saying, at least they've leveled off a little bit. But gasoline prices are going to go up. A new red flag went up on Monday, yesterday. Declining stocks of motor gasoline and gasoline blending components in the Midwest and the East. A Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday showed that gas prices already are affecting U.S. household incomes and changing Americans' driving habits. And the declining supply of gasoline was cited as a primary culprit. Well, hello, I guess you could have taken a poll to see that. In Chicago, the average price of gas on Monday topped $4.31 a gallon. 50 cents higher than a month ago. In New York City, it was $4.15, up from $3.80 a month ago. This is not going to change. The local average price rounded off to $4.15 a gallon last week and the week before. And prices in Sacramento are $1.10 higher than a year ago and up 20 cents from last month. Now, why is it that with the average price for a gallon of unleaded gas going up this much, more than a dollar a gallon higher than a year ago, and less than 25 cents away from the record high prices of gasoline set in July of 2008. These prices are $2 higher than when Obama took office in January 2009. Yet, how many media spots, how many stories, how many articles have you seen talking about this? They found, the Business and Media Institute, found out about 280 oil price stories on the network evening news have aired since 2010. Only 1% or 3 stories mentioned Obama's drilling ban or any anti-oil actions in connection with gasoline prices. If we're to believe things our government says, which says we've got plenty of oil, that there's plenty of oil in our reserves, plenty of oil underneath the crust of the United States, plenty of oil out off the coast available for drilling, why aren't we? Why are we continually spending billions to go overseas and that we're doing nothing to try and fix that? We're coming up with solar power. We're coming up with wind power. But we're not coming up with things that are going to help us right now. What's wrong with drilling? If we're going to be tied to the oil, which we are, I don't think we have a choice on that for at least the next decade or longer. Why aren't we trying to produce our own oil? We can do that. We can do that. We can take the control of our future in our own hands. Now, I realize that a lot of people, environmentalists, and you know, think that we need to conserve. Well, you know, you're right. We do need to conserve. But we can, but not at the cost of our economy tanking here. We've already got enough problems. And a higher cost for gasoline doesn't hurt Donald Trump. Hello. Doesn't hurt the average congressman or senator. What it hurts is bad Bob. What it hurts is just Bob. What it hurts is most of the people listening to this show. You're the ones that are paying for this. Not the ones that are standing back and saying, wait a minute, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this. They don't get hurt by this. We need some changes. Wally Herger came into town last night and he talked about how to take care of the economy. And how he's planning on taking care of the economy is how the Republicans' plan is. And they want to save billions. One of the things they've got to change is the Medicare system. They want to see that the Medicare system over the coming decades have seniors choose private insurance plans rather than relying on the current system in which the federal government sets costs and benefits. And they're saying this is not going to touch anybody below or above the age of 55, or I guess 56 and above. It would start with people 55 and below.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, the thing is that, I mean, you could go into strictly into the Constitution and say there's nothing in the Constitution about Medicare, Social Security, or any of these things. That's true. That's true. But, you know, we can't, we've got to make cuts. If we're going to make cuts, so let's make them across the board. You know, you've got, you know, people are saying, oh, defense should not be cut. Well, no, see, 30 years in the Marine Corps, 30 years of being out there on the walls, my friends. Is there places to cut in the Defense Department? Hello? Yes. Let's take a look at what we're doing. Or should we be spending $1 million a day in Libya? Giving out $25 million a pop to people we're not even sure who's going to get the equipment. Is there spots to cut in the Department of Defense? Yes. Can we still take care of our veterans? Yes. Can we still take care of elderly? Yes. Take a good look at what we're doing. Take a good look at what we're spending here. Take a good look. And, you know, if you're in a company, you do kind of like a time management thing which says, hey, we're spending this much money doing this much time. Now, is part of the answer, unfortunately, going to be to cut or change Medicare programs and change the Social Security program? If you change the Social Security program and say you've got to be, if you're at age 50, figure that now instead of retiring and get your full benefits at age 65, it's going to be 67 or it's going to be 69, that may be the way to do it. Nobody has to pay more. It just means that you get less as you get older. But people are living longer. I mean, let's just face it. People going up to living in their 80s is not unusual.
I'm curious, for any of our listeners who were there last night, did you hear anything that surprised you? Was it more of the same? Is it just rolling and molding things? Like air going in and air going out? Or did you hear something that, A, inspired you, or something different, something that you didn't know? Was it informative? We really want to hear from you. Give us a call here, 605-4567. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got Jay, the taxi driver, get a little of insights of what he's got, he's hearing about what's going around town. We'll be right back here. KCNR 1460.
Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 725 April the 26th, 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Dish Satellite at its best, a local guy putting in using local people, 244-1988. Do not call. Do not call that 800 number. It doesn't get you to a local business. And that's what we support, is all of our local businesses here. So it's Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite, 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's got a deal on HD you can get free for life. You need to talk to him, though, at 244-1988. Well, we've talked about gas prices and shortages, and Herger, what he's saying about cuts. You know, it seems to me is that there's a lot of things a lot of things left over that we need to talk about as far as cuts in spending across the board. But right now we have our own philosopher of the streets, as we call him, Jay, the yellow cab guy.
In a yellow shirt with checkered...
in a yellow cab shirt.
You are totally hip right now.
I'm in uniform, yes.
You are. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
We're doing fine. So what are you hearing on the streets there, Jay?
Much lamentations and grinding of teeth, as the Bible would say. Yeah, you know, I mean, myself, I was wondering why everything was getting so much harder to pay the bills, and then I did the math. I was losing about $20 a day in fuel costs, so I have to take on an extra shift, which helped the company on Friday nights, because one of our guys celebrates the Sabbath, and so we were man short anyway. But that being said, you know, I was losing $400 a month just in fuel costs. So, you know, I heard your last segment. I'm like, right on. You know, we're getting killed over here.
People say it's going to take, it would take 10 years to build up.
That's what they said 10 years ago.
To dig and find this. But I don't believe it. There's a lot of oil wells out there that just need to be opened because they were too expensive then. The other thing, too, is why does it every time it seems like we get ready to turn the corner on actually having nuclear energy one more time in the United States, something happens like a 9.0 earthquake and hits a reactor. And everybody goes, oh, well, that's it. We can get hit with it. We can't use this. It's too dangerous. Well, it's not too dangerous. We've never lost one life to a nuclear accident in the United States in a civilian power company. We've never lost one.
Dangerous is trying to drive around here. I mean, come on. It doesn't never stop anybody from continuing to do it. The fact is, it's nothing more than an excuse. There's some people who have a worldview, and they're just going to use any little excuse to try to punctuate their worldview. But that's not really the reason. I mean, you look around the world, a lot of countries have got their energy needs in line. There's no excuse for this country not to have it. It's like a man standing in the middle of a river or a creek dying from thirst. There's no excuse for it.
Well, we keep wanting to spend billions and billions and billions, I mean hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to people that aren't our friends. I tell you right now, you cut how much money we're sending over to the Middle East.
And that's just the French.
And then you cut that money by half, and half your terrorism problems go away too, I guarantee you. Because it's being funded by someplace, and it's not from Barney's Bar, you know, down in or Johnny's Cat House here in the city of Reading.
Well, we're going to take a break here in a little bit, but when we come back after Fox News, love to have you hang out. And I want to hear, because there's a lot of lamenting. I want to hear your personal, since your last time you were on the air, what's the weirdest thing that's happened? I mean, you might have A, B, and C. Which one do you want? But I want to hear news of the weird from inside the taxi driver's car.
I'll try not to scare the children.
Well, you know, it's the you know, today also we're going to have the Turtle Bay people on with. I think they're bringing animals. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're probably rounding them up right now.
Probably rounding them up. Yeah, I'm never sure what shows up here with Turtle Bay. You know, last time it was birds. And this time they're talking about, who knows, talking about other things. But we'll find out. Our guest right now is Jay, the philosopher from Yellow Taxi. He's wearing his philosopher shirt today. We're glad to have you aboard, Jay.
We're also taking your emails and chat room. The chat room is open. That is KCNR1460.com. You're always welcome to give us a call. In fact, if you want to call and talk to the taxi guy, he's sitting here in the studio. He's ready for it. We're going to take a break right after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Vaught here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hang around, Jay.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning on April the 26th. It looks like great weather today, and it's going to go up in the 70s. It's going to be sunny. The rest of this week is going to be good, and the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And they're having what? Lou White's going to be up there this weekend.
April 30th.
And how do you get reservations there?
474-5546.
You're going to need them because we fill up there. It's going to be a good time. We always have a good time up there. The food's great. It's just a few miles outside Palo Cedro. The ambiance is great. The servers, you know, treat you like your family. It's a great place to go to.
I don't know about you guys, but my disposition, I just feel like I'm ready to roll when I know it's, you know, look at the light is out. It just, I don't know, it feels, yesterday was a hard, kind of a heavy day with the weather. So here we are. It's starting to turn. I really believe it's starting to turn. Ready to go.
You can tell it's starting to turn because Bad Bob came in today with a transparent Hawaiian shirt. And you know what? I never realized that the hair on his body covered that many parts.
And speaking of bright
there's
shirts.
There's a missile in it.
Yeah, deleted. And speaking of speaking of bright shirts, there's Jay, the yellow cab guy, in his yellow cab shirt.
He's our boots on the ground, if you will, as far as like... you know, our philosopher, our taxi cab philosopher, so, and we ask you all the time what's been going on. You picked up a new, a new route that you're doing. It's right around in Johnny's, cat house area, and you park your car there on what, Friday nights?
Yeah, on Friday nights I come out, and we're a man short on Friday nights, and so come out, and I got to tell you, it's been a bit of a revelation to me because I'm a day guy. I'm used to driving grandma and taking businessmen and businesswomen to and from the airport. You know, they're clicking on their laptops, not paying any attention to you. You're an accessory. Just take us somewhere. And then you got all these people, oh, it's wonderful to see you. How are you doing, man? It's a whole different.
Got room in the back seat for a six-pack and a six-pack of beer and a pizza? Oh, yeah, here you go. And they throw up, right?
No. Well, we have a $40 charge, so you can throw out. Up on the outside of the car, but on the inside there's a $40 charge.
At which point do you tell the people, the couple in the back seat that are wanting to have a taxi cab fantasy to stop it?
You know what? Most people behave. When they realize I'm watching, it scares the children and they decide to behave somewhat.
The children. We know there's, I think there's a show on MTV or something about, you know, the confessions of a taxi cab driver, and some of the things that go on are just like, woo.
Well, to be honest,
that's not what you do.
Most people aren't that crazy around here. It's not like...
This is ready, not New York.
Yeah, there are levels of craziness, but not
people
to
are
the
people.
Extent that... Yeah, not to the extent that a lot of people think. The truth is most people, you know, are going from A to B, and they're doing their thing, and I like drunk people. They're pretty entertaining, and they tip well, because they usually can't tell the difference between a 20 and a 1, so it's all good for me.
Okay,
well, I guess I'll remember that one. I guess that explains where some of my money's gone in my life.
Hey, Carl, you want to ride?
Do we want to hear a story or something that's like that's happened lately that is either, you know, the most profound or the grossest or something like that?
Well, let's see. We have some nice. I got a nice story. There was a little lady who. It's a little sad, but little lady who recently just lost her husband. I've been driving her to and from the hospital. And he's been in there for a while, and they put him in a convalescent home, and he just kept degrading and degrading. And you know what she told us after it was all over was that it was just the kind, upbeat conversation we had to and from when she was going through all this terrible stuff that really helped her get through it, and she wanted to thank us. And it wasn't just me. There were other drivers because we got her randomly because she called in, but that she really appreciated us helping her out. So,
well, that's cool. I mean, but if you can put a face on your passenger there. Hey, what do you think about the?
That's fabulous.
They're upping the cost on minor traffic, traffic offenses talking on the cell phone. Which you know, hey, and being a motorcycle rider, and I don't, you know, people that text on the phone. I mean, whatever you want to do to them is okay with me. But you know, sometimes you know, some people are on a phone or they're, you know, you've got it on the side there. But it's one thing. Okay, you get caught, all right. And it used to be $20. Now they've raised it to $38. But that's not how much it cost.
No.
It cost you $325.
Because there's this fine
they,
and this
they
thing
add
and
fees
that
onto
thing.
It. And if you come to a California stop at a stoplight, I'm not talking about blowing through a stoplight. I'm talking through a California stop and one of those red light cameras hit you, $500. Mm-hmm. They teach you to do a California stop at driver's education. I remember
and
that.
And you know that those lights, we've timed them. The yellow lights on a camera light are shorter than a normal light. So it throws your timing off. It's almost like it was part of the plan.
Well, okay. I got a question here for you before we have to go on break and kick you out of here. How long does it take a taxi from Shopko to Mercy on average?
Well, I mean, if it You mean how much or how long?
How much is it to take a taxi from Shopko to Mercy on average?
You're looking at somewhere between 10 and 15, depending on the time of day. Maybe you got heavy traffic and you keep hitting the reds. It's going to be a little more.
$10 to $15.
Then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one comment is, there are no shades of not stopping. Yes, there are. Yes, there are. I don't care what you say. There are shades of it. If you stop for 2 seconds instead of three, are you telling me that there's no traffic out, it's in the, you know, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, that's the same thing as blowing through that? It is. It's exactly the same fine if you do that or just race through the stoplight.
Carl, I drive around in a bright yellow car with numbers on the side. I have to watch my back constantly. I mean, it's just, you have to really mind your P's and Q's out there. I mean, they aren't getting the taxes they used to get, so guess what? It's ticket time.
I have never seen a cab have pulled over by a cop. I've never seen it.
It does happen, but seldom. Usually they have an understanding, and let's be honest, when you drive as much as we do, you learn what you can and cannot do safely, and the police usually respect that.
Okay, and you make your living off your off driving too.
Well, Jay, you'll be on my show tomorrow night on the spot, Thursday night on the spot with Linda Bott, and we're going to hear a little inside scoop from what goes on with the taxi guy.
I'll pull out my repertoire for you.
There you go.
Okay. Now we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Charlie Thompson is going to be on, and Charlie heads up CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Association. We're going to be talking about their awards banquet that's coming up very soon. So join us after these messages. It is 7:41, April the 26th, and this is Free Fire Radio. The home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567.
Does that music make you want to...
at KCNR1460.com. Yes, it makes me want to do a lot of things. 7:45 in the morning.
It's a little Cajun-ish.
Yeah, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a great tobacco emporium, but also Espresso Joe's, where you can get the coffee of your choice. You can buy very exquisite
cigars
and coffee beans there at great prices. They'll teach you how to use any of the coffee making material machines they have there. They're very, you know, the people there are real friendly.
Some cool stuff.
Joe and Shelley support our community, support the veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You've got a choice of a couple places you can probably go to. Go to Tobacco and Brew.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 72. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 45. Wednesday looks like we're going to have a high of 72, and it's going to be a little showery with a slight chance of showers on Wednesday night, about 46 degrees. Looks like we have a pretty moderate week all week long. Weather's always brought to you by Salmo Vineyards. And now,
Charlie Thompson.
Good morning.
Tell us what's happening.
Lots of stuff. Specifically, we're having our annual Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, that's what CVAC stands for, awards banquet on Saturday. It's just an opportunity for us to come together and thank some people for all of their hard work on behalf of our veterans.
Well, now there's different nominations. We have Julie Clausen, mm-hmm. Fred Salante.
All right.
And you, Charlie, because you do an awful lot for the veterans in this county, in this city. And then for the organizations, it's the Igo Cemetery, Sons of Italy.
Yes, it's the Northern California Veteran Cemetery Support Board.
Support Board.
So it's a group of volunteers who, you know, make decisions, get together and do the events that are out there at Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
But you're a member of that too, right?
Yes.
Are the other people members of that, too?
Julie is now. Yeah, I'm one of the founding members of the committee. I was on it originally.
So you could have a twofer, then.
No, I actually know who the winners are.
Oh, okay. And then there's a third one, too, isn't there, on that?
Just two.
Just two. Yeah. All right.
And then I'm doing a President's Award, too.
Okay. And that's two?
That is. That one's a
that's
surprise.
That's a surprise. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the event is Saturday night. Give us a visual time, place, tickets. What's it look like?
The dinner is starts at 5:30 on Saturday night. We'll have a social hour. The VFW Post 1934 from down here on Oregon Street are doing the no-host bar for us. They do a great job volunteering to do that at different events that we have. The Lions Club, the Shasta Lake Lions Club, is cooking dinner, chicken and tri-tip.
Mm.
Always a good choice. And
Pretty safe there.
Yeah, pretty safe there, yep. Salad, stuff like that. And I said, please, please, real lettuce. So I'm excited about that. And then we're going to have...
What other kind of lettuce can you get?
That iceberg.
Okay,
that stuff
it.
Out of a bag that smells like bleach.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like mine dark green.
Yeah,
thank you.
Leafy. Can we have leafy? Leafy, please.
And so we'll have a little bit of entertainment. And we actually, for the recipients of the awards, we are doing a multimedia presentation for them. I decided to call them recipients instead of winners because then I was like, wait a second, if there's winners, then that makes the rest of us losers, and I didn't like that. So I
like recipient. I think that's it's beautiful.
Recipients, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing some multimedia presentations for them. Judy Patterson out at the cemetery in Igo and Fred Chavez from Trading Post Partners.
All right.
Volunteering their time to put these together, so hopefully we'll have some interesting, fun things to look at, and maybe some embarrassing pictures. I can hope for that. And that's about it, I think, for the evening. A little bit of entertainment. We're hoping to have some young kids come out and do some singing. And
where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets by emailing me, charlie.t@packbell.net. You can go down to the VSO's office on Shasta Street, underneath
Veteran Service Office.
Mm-hmm. Veteran Service Office, underneath the where the old library used to be.
Where the DA's office is.
Mm-hmm. They're selling them there. And I'm also have a couple here for you guys to give away.
And how much are the tickets?
$15.
Okay. So $15, and the event, again, is where and when?
The Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, next to the post office downtown.
All right. We love it there.
5:30.
5:30.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and Charlie, hang on here. We're going to talk about some more veterans events that are coming up and some thoughts on you from you on those things. This is Carl and the Bot. This is KCNR 1460 at 7:50 in the morning on April the 26th. It's a beautiful day. It's 42 degrees, and this is Free Fire Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 7:54 in the morning, April the 26th. It looks like it's going to be a great day today. I'm just teasing Bad Bob over here.
You know
here.
The song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Can't you see Charlie in her combat clothes and her just marching out there? Hear that?
Well, you know, when we were in Fallujah, Iraq, we had touring groups go through. I mean, it wasn't like Madonna or anything, but and there's this one group that came in. They were having chow in the mess hall there, and everybody's kind of looking at them because there's these guys with kind of longer hair and tattoos everywhere and spikes through their nose, and it's like, this is a strange group, you know. And you know, we thought maybe they were part of a congressional fact finding group. Well, it turns out that they went into the, you know, where our chapel also doubled as a meeting hall, and they start playing. Well, it turns out this whole area becomes a mosh pit. And okay, now you have not lived. You've seen like 100 Marines or 80 Marines are all doing this mosh pit stuff, jumping up and down, and they're all armed to the teeth. I mean, they are armed because they've got their rifles with them, and they're jumping up and down, and they're bumping into each other. And some girl comes running and leaps out, and then she just disappeared in the crowd. But she was carrying a 9mm on her when she did it. I mean, you have not lived. You've seen this, and the chief of staff is going, oh, no. He says, gosh, you know, I could just see somebody's going to get nailed with a butt stroke here just by accident. But it was humorous. So when I think of people in their uniforms, I think of that mosh pit. And Marines just having a good time right before we had to go out on the outside the wire. Okay, Charlie, we talked about the event this Saturday. And you're getting ready to leave. I mean, you're getting ready to deploy here or go on active duty for a month or so.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going on orders.
Yeah, just on orders. Now, what are you doing out there at Fort Roberts?
Camp Roberts. Supporting SRP, the Soldier Readiness Processing. It's where the soldiers who are getting ready to deploy go through the process of making sure their health is all good and their T's are crossed and I's dotted and all that stuff.
Okay, so you're getting them out of town.
Roger. Getting them ready to get them out of town.
Okay.
Roger. You should hear when Charlie calls Alice. Like, oh, yes, I am married to a colonel. I forget. Sir?
It only Charlene does it when it fits her purpose. I'm not.
Because I'm Roger smart. That. I'm smart.
Can you hold on, Roger that?
She goes, and the time is 05:30. Oh, Charlie.
Well, you know, it's the more that you're in it, the more that you do it. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like because when you're around so many people, and you know from being in the military, everybody talks that way. You just kind of pick it up.
Oh, we're gonna our guest today is Charlie Thompson. We're gonna go to the phones right now.
Bruce.
And Bruce, good morning. Welcome to KCNR. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Bruce, did we lose you?
Okay, Bruce, call us back after the news at 8:05. I'm sorry. We lost you. Okay, the, Bruce is a good caller. We like what Bruce says. Okay, Charlie, on May 14th, there's going to be something else happening. We're talking about a fundraiser for the mural that's going to be at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. This is being put up without any tax funds at all.
Roger, yeah. They're actually doing three pieces of art down there. Some of them are being funded by a grant from the Shasta Community Regional Foundation, and the remaining funds are being raised locally, and one of them is through this great fundraiser that is down at the in Anderson. $10 tickets for the dance, and it's Linda Bott and Joe Catania are singing and entertaining us. I'm real excited about that.
And a 22-piece choir and orchestra.
Outstanding.
From Reading Christian Fellowship that Pat Karch has put together. It's all very patriotic. I'm going to be pleasantly surprised, or not pleasantly surprised, greatly surprised in a positive way because of everything that he does. But, I mean, all these people are coming forth to do this big patriotic tribute. And, wow, 22 pieces.
That's right. You know, and Pat puts this together out of his love for the community. He was the Italian of the year
Festa Italiana. I remember
Italiana.
That. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that Pat's the one that thought up this, really was spearheaded this entire event as far as really bringing together the art community, the veteran community, and asked us over a year ago, would you be interested in being involved with this? And I'm like, yeah, sure, tell us what you need, and then he's just been really great about it.
Yeah,
so that's what we do love this veteran community, and Charlie, when you come on the air, we're talking about a lot of other things that we're so involved with and want to support. But Saturday is what we're trying to do is get that room, everybody on Saturday night that you're listening to the show and you're figuring out whom we do. It's a $10 ticket. It's at the Vets Hall here at Shasta on Yuba.
Yep. And
we're going to give away tickets, right?
Yep, and we got some tickets to give away. And
okay, how many tickets?
Two.
We're going to give away two tickets right now to the Veterans Event, the awards dinner. That's this Saturday at 5:30. They're a $15 value a piece, so that'd be $30. First person to call, 605-4567, gets tickets to be there, and it starts at 5:30 this Saturday. It's a dinner, and Sons of Italy. And okay, first person that calls gets two tickets. Oh, doesn't take long.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity to say thanks to lots of different people.
Right. Okay, and we thank you, Charlie, for everything you do. And we got to take a break here for the news. We come back. I believe we have Turtle Bay here waiting. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta to Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05, April the 26th.
Who won the tickets?
Gary. Gary won
Gary,
the tickets.
Gary Bird got the tickets, too, out in front. Charlie's out there, so come by the station, 1326.
No, you don't get Charlie, too.
But, okay. You know, you want to kind of be careful when you walk in the front entrance of the studios because...
Our new guest.
Well, we have
guest.
A couple guests in that, but the
oh my God, you let it out.
We have a live above. You got to take a picture. We have a live porcupine walking around on the ground right now, about 2 feet from my feet.
Okay, now is this
God? I've never seen one up close like this. I've always been a little afraid, you know. And this is what's really interesting. We want to welcome
Don't antagonize Sharon, it with the camera.
Sharon Dale, who is a curator of the animal programs at Turtle Bay, you know, she's leaning up against him right now. And here's something, and are those little porcupine turds in the...
Those are. And notice they look just like... Those,
well,
it's perfect because those look just like a hamster's would or something like that. Because a porcupine is a type of rodent.
Yeah.
So they're just little rodent poops, and it just fits right with our grossology theme right now. It's happening
perfect.
At Turtle Bay.
That's they're
looking
right, cool.
Everything
that.
Gross at Turtle Bay.
Well, I mean, it's real. It's
real.
The real stuff, the functions. So, Sharon, I wanted to ask you. They're looking at me like I'm off the wall. It's normal. Sharon.
It is actually very normal.
It is.
It's very, people have incredible curiosity about animals, and most of us love animals, but don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of them. So, you know, all those things are natural. I mean, one of the most educational things we do whenever we have an animal out for a program in front of kids is they always poop or pee. Always.
Yes.
And so it's always a great thing to talk to kids about.
The porcupines make noise.
Yeah, she does, and sometimes...
She
makes little eating noises. If I can get a mic down to her, you can hear her.
We're trying to set up a mic right now so we can have a porcupine on.
Whenever she eats, she smacks her lips. She goes,
oh, it sounds like one of our relatives.
It's hysterical. And that's what she's doing right now. I just gave her one of her treats.
Okay, Sharon, no kidding aside, when you were out in the lobby, what's the name of the porcupine?
A Spike.
Okay, Spike.
Perfect name.
So Spike was here. And were out in the lobby, and you brought Spike in and went in a big crate. And we were talking about, oh my gosh, you're gonna let it out of the cage. What if it pokes you or throws its quills? This is a fallacy.
Okay,
wait a minute. Let's have the sound of porcupine eating. There you go, folks. The first, a first on radio. The sounds of a porcupine eating.
Not dreaming. That's not you in the sleep. Okay, so
it is a myth. Okay. Porcupines cannot. We always tell people there is only one porcupine that can throw its quills. There's one.
The one that gets you?
No, the one on the cartoons.
Oh. Okay, well,
and that's where it all started.
Really?
Yeah. So the cartoons were throwing those quills all over the place, and somehow we all grew up with it, thinking that the cartoon was reality.
So when the dogs and the horses came home and they were filled with quills,
we always say to have a conversation with your dog. That porcupines don't make good chewy toys.
So we were talking about this in the lobby, and I just think this is really interesting information to clarify that if your dog comes home with quills, it's because your dog literally had contact, stuck its nose in the porcupine's fur or whatever.
Correct. So porcupines are very gentle, docile creatures. They have no aggression. None.
Why do you have to stick in with this tennis ball on the end of it?
That's for you, to keep you in line.
Thank you very much. We have to take a break on that one.
Right back.
We've got Sharon Dale. She's the curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay. And she brought Spike the porcupine, who was wandering around the studio. It's only here porcupines wandering around. She's wandering around my feet. We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning, April the 26th. It's 43 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. Get a hold of Doug Tooley. He'll put in Bish Satellite for you. He does. He guarantees his work. He does great work. He's a local guy. He's a veteran. 244-1988. And Linda's just having a great time here like a kid because the... porcupine
is waving.
Spike is waving at everybody.
Look at how long his nails are.
And is sitting on its hind. Of course, you can't see that, can you? So you just have to take our word for it. We're taking photos and put them up on the website.
Well, he's going to be at Turtle Bay.
That's right. And those claws help her to climb. They're essentially tree hooks, so they help her climb up and down. Porcupines spend their whole life up in the trees. The only time they're on the ground is when they're moving from one tree to another tree. So those claws are pretty important for them. She
Look at him. She loves to. She was born. Now, where was Spike born?
She was born at the Houston Zoo. She came to Turtle Bay about 3.5 years ago. She's 8 years old. She's turned eight years old last month. And she can live to be about 20 years old.
Oh, they're beautiful.
How smart are porcupines?
Well,
I mean, if you're looking at, let's just say a dog level, where's the porcupine?
Well, you know, that's a tough question because what type of dog are you talking about?
Okay, here we go.
Talking about a German Shepherd, okay, or you're talking about a, you know, a Springer Spaniel, or
right,
you know,
okay,
an Irish Setter.
What about like a penguin?
No offense to any of those Irish Setter owners out there.
Well, they're narrow between the eyes. Anyway,
yeah.
But okay, a penguin. We all know where a penguin is in brains. Where's the porcupine from that?
Let me tell you this about porcupines. Porcupines are what's called pattern learners.
Okay.
So it takes them a little while to learn what they learn, but once they learn it, they've got it forever.
Okay.
If
so
you
that's
guys could
sort of
just
the thing
see,
about them.
Spike is on his her hind legs, mm-hmm. and she every time she pulls out a goodie, she's waving. She waves over her head. So it's just really interesting to see. First of all, it's got to be she's got to be what, 3 feet, 2 feet? What's her about? How big? Wide round.
She weighs 16 pounds. But she looks about like the size of
5 pounds. That is quills, my friends.
Yeah, there you go.
30,000 quills on this one animal. 30,000 quills.
Okay,
can you
and
believe
this is
that?
What happens to your dogs or other animals that happen is porcupine, to defend itself, will, because its face does not have quills and its belly doesn't have quills, will put its face down toward its belly and then start turning.
And that is correct.
Now, a dog comes up and sees this.
If everything goes dead, it's because she just chewed through all your wires.
Yeah, I know. She's in there, and this is a new board.
Bob, aren't you glad you're there?
Spike, leave the porcupine. Bad Bob, leave the porcupine alone. She's getting ready to eat the wiring box. Grab her.
Not the computer. Okay, you guys. But anyway, so... sorry, you guys. So Sharon Dale, who is the curator of animal programs, has this
a
is
turtle
a,
bay.
This is great, a turtle bay, and Spike is now crawling back into its crate, beautifully handled, and so there's going to be an animal show.
There is. So Spike is one of the stars of the Walk on the Wild Side animal show that we have at Turtle Bay, and it starts this Saturday. This is our fifth summer doing it, and it goes through Labor Day. It runs Wednesday through Sundays at 11 and 12, and it is so much fun. It's completely choreographed to music. Spike and all the animals do natural behaviors. They're off-leash. The birds are free-flighted. Spike comes out of a hole in the back of the backdrop up high, and she climbs down a log, showing people how they climb and how they use their tails. And then when she gets to the bottom, she actually stands up, and we let a volunteer come and put their hand out. She puts her feet up on the volunteer's hand and then walks off. And when she comes out, she climbs down to the Pink Panther music. So it's just very fitting.
I want to go.
Yeah, everything's choreographed, and it's very educational and a lot of fun. It's 30 minutes, and we have 13 animals in it.
So that's, that is the beginning of a series?
That's our summer show. So the Walk on the Wild Side show runs throughout the summer. And then in the wintertime, we have all kinds of other educational animal shows that we do. We do an indoor animal show throughout the week, throughout the winter on the weekends. And Spike does what we call our animal parade throughout the entire winter, where we release her up at the museum at Turtle Bay, and everyone can follow her, and she walks the boardwalk all the way down, back down into Raptor Hollow, into Paul Bunyan Forest Camp, and puts herself back in her enclosure. All in all,
this is really great.
She's fabulous.
Linda wishes I would do that. So, you know, the...
lots of training.
She wants back out, too.
She does. Oh. Well, we can let her
well,
out.
Well, so now Grossology begins this weekend.
It does. So this is a big weekend for Turtle Bay. Grossology opens up on Thursday the 28th. So this week, in a couple of days, you'll have Grossology, which is the impolite science of the human body. So, you know, it's all about burps and, you know, belches and body odor and, like, you know, why do we do all that? And so it's all the gross stuff like we were talking about earlier. It's like, you know, it seems gross and we joke about it, and it's like, but there's a real science and there's a reason we do it. And once a week we're also going to do an animal gross program called the Ooey Gooey Animal Program. We're going to talk about the gross things about animals too, like vultures that, you know, vomit to protect themselves and, you know, things like that. Owls that spit up their, you know, half-regurgitated food every day and, you know, stuff like that. And so we're going to talk about why do they do that. And we have all these gross things that help us survive and the animals do as well. So Grossology is so much fun. There's a giant nose the kids can walk through. There's a smell machine, a fart machine.
This has been kind of like, I mean, this has been going nationwide, and it's been a huge, I guess it's been a huge success at all the museums.
It has been. Grossology has been around for a very long time. It's been all around the country, and it's the first time here to Northern California. I actually saw it 8 years ago in Chicago, and so it was the best exhibit I've ever gone to. It was so much fun, and I'm an adult, and I didn't even go with children. It was just me and a friend of mine went, and we couldn't get enough of it. We just you know, we had to leave and we weren't even done because we ran out of time. It's so much fun. People want to come and see it. It's educational and hysterical at the same time. And our animal show's open this weekend and our parrot playhouse opened this past weekend. So it's just everything is starting to hop and move at Turtle Bay. The plants are coming up in the arboretum and the gardens. And
well, this is the weekend then to go down to Turtle Bay.
This is definitely a weekend.
Take your kids. Go on down if you don't have kids. Everybody can have a good time. And I tell you what, having a porcupine walk around the studio here and want to climb in. It's coming out again.
Oh,
and
boy.
And wanting to climb into Bad Bob's lap, and then...
You want to see him, you might want to pop by real fast at 1326. If you guys are driving by, pull up and check him out. You'll get to see him up close here. You'll probably be here about another 10 minutes here. We're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Home of Free Fire Media, 8:23 in the morning. It is 45 degrees. That's going to be a beautiful day. It's April the 26th. Our guest is Sharon Dale. She's the curator of the animal program at Turtle Bay. Besides just having Grossology starting this weekend, you're going to have animal shows. This is the beginning of the animal parade,
it's called the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show.
There you go. Thank you. Now, some of the things we're talking about, because people have said it on the chat room, is how do porcupines make little porcupines? And we very carefully we got that. Now, here's a better question: How do they give birth to their young?
So
with the quills,
right? It's actually nature again. It's just amazing. Nature's amazing. The infants. Have soft quills, so when they come out, they're not hardened yet. So the female gives birth, and then very shortly, I mean very, very quickly after they give birth, all those hairs just harden up. You have to remember, quills are just a type of hair. Porcupines have three hairs on their body. We have all different types of hair on our body as well. And so they have three types of hair on their body. They have the guard hairs, which are on the outside. They're really long, and they're used like whiskers so they can feel their surroundings because they're arboreal. They spend their whole life up on top of trees, and they don't want to get stuck in between branches. So those let them know how much room they have. And then under that, they've got fur, which gets thicker in the winter and keeps them warm. In the summer, they shed most of it. And then under that is the third type of hair, which is the quill, which is a hardened hair that has a point on it, has little microscopic hooks. So when it enters an animal,
and that's the hard part because of the hooks, and when it,
yes,
because they're lightly attached to the skin too, aren't they?
Correct. So when you make contact and it gets pressure and it feels a pull, when it feels a pull, it releases from the body.
I'm curious as to
let me finish up on this one. Releases from the body. Is this something that there's like a tenseness around the quill, and then when it feels like this tension, this is something the porcupine can do, or this is strictly involuntarily?
It's involuntary.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally involuntary. The body just does that. That's just a total defense mechanism that's just automatic. When the contact comes and there's a pull on it, those hairs just come right out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, in the animal kingdom, you know, as you think about everything's meant for a reason.
Correct.
Every animal, you know, in the chain. So why, what's the history of the porcupine? What's the worth and how does it work in the animal chain?
Excellent. Well, there's a couple things about porcupines. First of all, they live up in trees, and so what they do as far as humans are concerned is actually not helpful, because what they do is they eat the inside of the bark of trees. And so they spend their whole life in one tree, and they eat the bark on that tree, and then it's not useful to the loggers and the
forestry
people. So
the tree dies.
Over time. Okay. Right?
But in the animal kingdom.
So in the animal kingdom, the biggest thing about porcupines is the main thing is that they're food for other animals. So you got to remember, you got your prey animals and your predator animals. And so that's really their main function, is to be food. And then as well as thinning out the forest, because they're going to take down certain trees so the forests don't get too overgrown, because you have porcupines in there that are going to be thinning them out.
And yourself is what kind of animals can feed on porcupines. And we were talking about that too, is a porcupine is vulnerable. As soon as you flip it over on its back, the stomach and the whole stomach area, thorax area there, is then open for attack.
Correct. And the thing about porcupines, as I've said, is they're extremely gentle. They actually have no aggression at all. So they don't attack. They don't butt. I mean, they'll, you know, if they're chewing on something, they got sharp teeth, but they don't attack. Yeah, but they don't attack. There's no aggression. So if an animal can, all they do is put up their shield, and then hope for the
best.
Once
you get past the shield, that's
if you
it.
Get past the shield, that it's all over. So what happens is fishers are able to flip them. Great horned owls are able to flip them. Occasionally, mountain lions are. Not always though. Mountain lions aren't like they're. Sometimes they end up with a bunch of quills. And getting quilled by the porcupine can be very dangerous if you get a lot of them, because those little hooks allow the quill to go in, but now it can't come out, and then the muscles of the animal constrict, and it pulls the quill in farther, and it can't come out, and then the muscle so then it embeds into the animal and gets infected, and then you have
problems. Now that leads to another great question. You have a dog sticks his face into the porcupine. How do you handle that?
You take them to the vet.
Okay,
and you let the vet take those quills out, because if you don't do it safely, again, you can end up with a lot of infection and a lot of problems. So, unfortunately, you end up with a vet.
You should live. You lived in my house with my farmer dad.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you. I'll tell you at the break. You did.
A lot of people take pliers and pull them and do all kinds of stuff, but and you can do it, but you do risk infection and you risk really. Really bad things for your animal. So, unfortunately, you end up with a vet bill, but then you tell your dog, stay away from the porcupine.
Well, I've heard of dogs doing it two or three times.
Yep.
I mean,
they do it.
How can they do this?
Yeah, that tells you about. Well, weren't you talking about the intelligence of dogs and you wanted me to compare it with porcupines? I said, depends on the dog.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much once again. The great things that are going on over at Turtle Bay, and how cool is that, KCNR? We've got a live porcupine. And Sharon, you've been here before with the parrots, and you're always welcome to come on and share with us what's going on. Grossology opens this weekend. The animal show, we're going to go. I want to see it. Now, does that go 7 days a week?
It goes Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday. Sunday. And how many times a day?
11 and 12 in the morning before the heat hits.
Okay, super.
So,
okay.
All right, Sharon.
The question is, baby rattlesnake petting zoo, bad idea?
Okay.
Oh, please.
Okay, man, bad idea. You were right. I've seen somebody that tried to pet a baby rattlesnake.
Love to have you come back sometime and just find out about it.
We have a rattlesnake we can bring, too.
No.
Oh!
Do we have snakes?
We do. I mean, we have, at Turtle Bay, there's all types of animals. We have, the porcupine, the bigger animals that are fun, all the birds, but we have tarantulas and snakes and turtles and, lots of other animals that we bring out for education that people can see and we talk about. We do have a rattlesnake as well, and we love to educate people about them because they're very common around here. And, again, lots of myths about them, so we like to educate.
Well, there are a lot of rattlesnakes around here, and I think the more people know about that, the better. When we get our, a couple of things
Especially
set up here, you'll be able to
out.
See these porcupines here in the near future. But thanks so much for bringing Spike by.
Excellent. You're welcome. Thanks for having us. We love coming by here. It's always a lot of fun.
Thanks, Sharon. It's great show and tell time, and I'm sure you'll be able to check out our Facebook. Bob will post the pictures of Spike. And good luck with the upcoming events. Let us know. Maybe we can bring in some more stuff after Grossology opens up, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much for having us.
You bet. Now, after the news, we're going to be talking about a few of the things that have been happening here in town. We're going to be talking about statements in the paper. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening nationally. We're talking about some things going on in Libya. And it's going to be open line, too. So if you've got something you want to talk about, you just give us a call at 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, and Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning on April the 26th.
And the porcupine has left the building.
Yeah, and Bob's happy, and I don't feel so prickly right now. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. To all of our chatters out there, and Gator, Man Oh Man, and Sun Gold, good morning. And
got a
few others
to talk about this that are coming up this weekend.
That's right.
But before we do that,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, right off Athens Avenue. That Cypress Square Barbershop. They give haircuts. They don't go into they don't go into hair styling. They cut your hair. They do a great job. They give you a great price on it. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount. That's right. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. If you're a veteran, you get a discount on a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Great conversations, weird heads on the wall. They have hung on the wall there that as you look at it, you wonder, this can't be true. This can't be true. But don't ask them to tell you the story, because then you end up believing it. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
Again, 8:35 in the morning, currently 48 degrees. A couple of things I want to share with you about what's going on this weekend. Of course, you know at the Vets Hall, there's the event on the 30th in the evening, as well as, you know, things across the board. Lou White will be playing out in Anselmo's on the 30th, and there's also a fashion show. It's the Women's Auxiliary Rodeo Association fashion show out at the Cowboys Clubhouse. I'm going to be emceeing that, and you can get tickets at the Crossroads in Red Bluff. It'll be all Western wear. Of course, Rodeo Week's coming up. My God, can you believe it? Pancake Breakfast is going to be coming up here soon. We're going to start giving away tickets next week, all week long, for the Pancake Breakfast. And the 30th daytime, I will be modeling at Maritime Seafood Grill for Elegant Souls Spring Summer Fashion Show. I'm really excited, you guys. The tickets are $26 for lunch and a glass of wine. It's a phenomenal show, and Elegant Soul, love her clothes and her fashion. So that's going to be happening on the day of the 30th. Gosh, the 29th, Friday night, I'm drawing a blank. I know something's in the works. We've got two things that night. But anyway, so let's just talk about the 30th coming back. We'll be, I'll have a list of a lot of things that are going to be going on this week. May 1st, that's what I'm thinking of, 1 o'clock at the mall. I'll be doing my show On the Spot with Linda Bott Live. That's 1 o'clock on May 1st, and we're going to be having some wonderful giveaways. Marshall's Flowers is going to be out there giving away a free flower arrangement, and we're going to be talking about, you know, Mother's Day is just a week off, so you might be thinking about what's going on, and I can't believe May 1st is right around the corner. That starts, May 1st is on Sunday. So coming up to Rodeo Week and all kinds of giveaways to kick off Rodeo Week.
Well, you know what they used to say in college was, hooray, hooray, for the 1st of May, outdoor drinking starts today. Donald Trump. Somebody talk to me about Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump for real? I mean, here's the Donald Trump that I know of. A guy who, you wonder which way his hair is going. He's been a reality show host on, you know, your the Apprentice, and then Celebrity Apprentice, which is kind of a strange show in itself with the celebrities. You notice anything that says kind of like celebrities means that they're kind of either on their way up or on their way down? And he's the one that's all raised the birther issue again full time with Obama, which has got everybody, you know, riled up. Was President Obama born in the United States? As far as I'm concerned, it seems like the proof to me shows it is. But then again, you know, they're saying, oh, he needs a full size birth certificate. Okay, frankly, it seems like if there was going to be anything to this, that Fox News and Glenn Beck would have found it by now. But, you know, of course, Glenn Beck's no longer on Fox News. But it just seems to me is that if there was something they could pull out of there by now, I think somebody would have. So is this just something else you throw out there? But anyway, here's the latest on Donald Trump. He has said that President Barack Obama had been a poor student who did not deserve to be admitted to the Ivy League universities he attended. He's offered no proof for that claim. But he said he would continue to press the matter as he has the legitimacy of the president's birth certificate. I heard he was a terrible student. Terrible. How does a bad student go to Columbia, then to Harvard? And that was, you know, Donald Trump. He's risen. Here's the scary part, is that he's risen to the top of many polls, in part by his outspoken call for Obama to release his long-form birth certificate, and then the other things. The question is Donald Trump doing this for real? Is he for real? Is he really running for president? Is this his way of doing it? Is he going to keep attacking Obama and questioning him on this, as opposed to going after Obama's record, which to me seems more than adequate, to, as we talked with Mark Beecham yesterday. I mean, the things that President Obama has promised to us, promised to the electorate, like closing down Guantanamo Bay, repealing the Patriot Act, no, ending the war, no, in fact, he's gotten into another one in Libya. fixing the economy. Well, you know, you can argue about that, but I just know as our deficit is just, you know, the largest it's ever grown. And you can say, oh, it's Bush's fault. Okay, Bush had a big part in this. Absolutely. People in Congress had a huge part in this. And there's Fannie Mae, and they're talking about shutting down Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But there are so many things that the president has said he was going to do that he hasn't done, or things that he said he wasn't going to do that he has done. Why throw these red herrings into the game? Focus on what the president has done so poorly if you're going to run against him. But this other stuff is ridiculous on my part, just on my point of view. It's the fact is that run on things that you can put your finger on and hammer it in and say he didn't do this, he didn't do this, he didn't do this, and he did these things which are harmful to our country. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:41 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio. Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:45 in the morning on April the 26th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, finest coffee you can get. Great prices. The girls there are real friendly. They know what they're doing. And, of course, the finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state is at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley support the veterans. They support our community. They have discounts for veterans there, and they also have a community room where you can just go in there and drink your coffee, free Wi-Fi, and enjoy yourself. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, we've got like 15 minutes left, so things that are in your craw here, things that, you know, I'm looking at the chat room here, and things that are bothering people. Things are saying the GOP is in bad, bad shape as far as candidates go. And then the next comment is, so are the Democrats. Some people want Glenn Beck and Charlie Sheen to run as a ticket. You know what? Don't laugh. Don't laugh. That could be scary. That could be scary. Anyway, you know, here's a big thing that's been lately, and people are talking about it. Obama did not make an official statement about Easter. No official Easter address to say that, as he did for Ramadan, Passover, Ramadan, and Diwali. He said there were, I'm not sure, but he said there was no official statement from the White House. Yet, it was followed, that Obama went to church. He had an Easter prayer breakfast. And during this Easter prayer breakfast, he spoke about the resurrection. He talked about Jesus Christ. But there was no official proclamation. He could have used that, I guess, as an official proclamation. And it's got people all excited. They're having an Easter egg roll, of course, where they had, kids from all 50 states are there to chase whatever you do in an Easter egg roll. I assume that you chase Easter eggs and you find them. A lot of people are bringing this thing up. And it seems like, you know, they're all excited about it. You know, the fact is that he did talk about Easter last year, and he got hammered because he was mentioning other religions in it. I got a feeling on something like this, again, this is one of those things that kind of pushes the attention away from the center of the things that he is doing that are wrong, the things that he said he was going to do, which he didn't do, and the things that he said he wasn't going to do that he is doing. So the fact is that he went to church. He talked about the resurrection. He talked about Jesus Christ. Okay, it may not be the way you like it, but it happened. Now, is it the type of thing that's going to drive an election? The election should be driven by issues. You know, today, you know, somebody talked about the fact of how we start calling people names. You know, like our chat room here is really has made, I mean, it's a very civil chat room in the sense that when people are talking, they can disagree, but it's very rare that anything gets out of hand here. I mean, I don't even know if it's ever happened. And there's some things that are said that people may not agree with, but they disagree civilly with each other, unlike what happens in the Record Searchlight on the Reading.com. When we have when you start seeing people calling each other names and some just really horrible, horrible things written. And, you know, we don't have, you know, anybody can come in here. They've got their own names here. And it comes around that, hey, they need to change that. And the comments are, well, look, if I had to give my name or address or who I really was, then my business would suffer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because if my customers knew what I thought, they probably wouldn't come to me. Well, you know, do customers have the right to know what your political beliefs are? Do you need to know what the political beliefs are of, say, Mike Mangus or Jennifer Scarborough or Cheetah Johnson? Does that make any difference to you? I'm using them because they're TV personalities that Cheetah Gives the Weather is so well thought of in this town, as are Jennifer and Mike. Is it important which party they belong to? Is it important that you know that the business you go to is that person may be calling the government a anti-Christ, or it may be calling the military a bunch of imperialist warriors that do nothing but kill innocent people? Is that important that you know that? Should you know that? Is that something that is that more important than the anonymity of people so that they put out these ideas and these thoughts as stupid as some of them are? And some of them are really quite stupid, and they're, you know, they're nasty and all that. But others come through as being like really a breath of fresh air when you see a different way of looking at things. But would that end by taking away the ability for a person to hide their identity? And as many people said, and frankly, I kind of feel this way myself, is I don't care. I mean, you know, you're somebody I don't know. You won't come up to me and tell me something to my face or write me an email that says who you are and says, hey, look, this is going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, I've had the anonymous emails, and it's kind of like, okay, fine. You've got a point here, and you want to answer that, or you want to go back to them and just say, well, where do you get this information? Where do you think this happens? And at this, and you realize that you won't get an answer because they put the tin foil back on their head. Anyway, got to take a break here. We're going to come back. Our guest tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Bosanko, and Thursday, Senator Doug LaMalfa. And Friday, we've got a surprise guest for you there, too. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:50 in the morning on April the 26th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Back. No, I won't back. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Our last segment here, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It is 8:55 in the morning on April the 26th. 48 degrees now, but it's going to be a good weather.
Well, that's right. Currently 48 degrees. Going to be high today with 72. Mostly sunny day. Beautiful, crispy day outside. Love it. Northeast wind of around 6 miles per hour. And tonight is going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Wednesday, we're going to have partly sunny with a high near 72. And Wednesday night, there'll be a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of around 46. So we have a beautiful forecast in store for us this week. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, what was this about this helmet law?
Well, you knew it was coming. It has to be. In California, as the state senate's approved a bill that would require skiers and snowboarders under the age of 18 to wear helmets. The bill is now being sent to the state assembly. Here's my question on this. You know, it's something else. Let's just get into the family's business and all that. That, you know, what happens if it's a 17-year-old and he's not wearing, or she's not wearing a helmet and gets injured? So what? Were they going to give him a ticket, or do they give the parents a ticket now? This is, you know, another one of those stupid laws. Let's get into people's business. But what, you know, how do you enforce it? I mean, who's going to enforce it? You don't know. Is it going to be like the ski patrol? Is it going to be somebody? Are they going to hire people to enforce this law? Is there money that goes along with this law to put teeth into it? So how do you enforce it? Ski patrols can stop somebody. I'd like to, you know, show me some ID. I'm sorry, I don't have any ID. I'm skiing. Oh, but you look like you're under the age of 16. I'm sorry, but I'm really 24 years old, and you're just going to have to take my word for it. How are you going to do this? I mean, is something else? It's just something else. Let's just add another bill. I tell you what, instead of passing a bill like this, how about passing a bill that balances the budget in California? How about a bill that cuts your pay by a third until you balance the budget? How about this? How about having a bill that says illegals will not be given any taxpayer money? Any taxpayer money will not go to somebody that's here illegally, or their dependents that come here illegally, or be able to go to college on tax money. How about that? How about passing that one? Those, gosh, you can enforce those, but you can't the others. I guess I hate seeing laws that just try to get into everybody's business, and there's no enforcement thing. If you're going to do something like, take a look at the auto injuries. How many auto injuries are there every year? I mean, you can see that. It happens. There's a wreck. You're right there. Why don't you put a bill that makes children under the age of 12 wear a helmet in a car? That's where, you know, take a look at that number of injuries. Would that save lives? I bet it would. How many people are going to do that? They won't. But that is something you can quantify. That is something you can quantify and have done. This is nothing but a stupid feel-good bill. I'd like you to see how they're going to enforce it. You know, then it takes me right back to the TSA. Let's start patting down the six-year-olds. Let's start doing all that, which we've been doing. Oh, this is working. How? Prove it. Somebody tell me, and we've got a lot of smart people out there, somebody tell me where it says that TSA and all the work they've done have caught a terrorist or caught people trying to get on the planes. Or is this strictly something that just is a deterrent to them? They'll say, well, they won't go on because they know we're going to be searching for them, even if they're 3 years old or 6 years old or 3 years old, we'll check inside the diaper. Is that the reason? This is what they say. How many things have they caught? I mean, really things that could be dangerous. I'm not talking about nail clippers. I'm not talking about those kind of things. How about that? And I've just asked that one. And I've asked that under Bush. And so it's not just Democratic or Republican. This is just, what's it done for us? What has it done for us? How has it helped us? Besides, I mean, getting people all riled up, is it something just to take your mind off the true factor? Is how are they getting, you know, how would somebody get onto a plane? How would they do these things? If that's working, and this is just kind of like window dressing to keep everybody's mind on that and not what the true work is going on, which I believe happens, I can understand that. Anyway, a bill that requires skiers and snowboarders under the age of 18 to wear helmets just passed into, it's going to the assembly, my friends. So I wonder if there's just any money to enforce it. Okay, tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Bosenko will be on. And then, like I said, Thursday, Senator Doug LaMalfa. And then Friday, I'm having a surprise guest. And it'll be somebody that you've heard before, I believe, and somebody you're going to like. And are you still there, kiddo?
I'm right here. I'm answering stuff in the chat room and stuff that's come in. 8:59 in the morning. Thank you for joining us here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.